We're excited to welcome your participation in our Future Leaders Project, and we thank you for that. Can you give me a little bit of background about yourself before I get into our questions?
Sure. I grew up the youngest of four, and my whole life we lived above the funeral home here in town. My dad owned the business, of course, and I used to watch funerals out the window every morning. I had a little toy hearse. I was almost obsessed with the business without knowing it, just had a lot of fascination with it and a lot of fascination for what my dad did without truly knowing and experiencing what he did for funerals and for families in our community. When it came time for me to decide what I wanted to do in life, my dad was a big part of wanting to make sure that if I ever did this as a profession that I knew what I was getting into. And so when I left high school, I actually went to University of Ottawa for psychology and criminology. And I enjoyed my courses in Ottawa, but as my second year started, I ended up getting a part-time job at Hulse Playfair in McGarry in Ottawa, work within the business, and I started to like that a lot more than I liked my schooling. And so halfway through that year, I made the decision to switch to go to Humber College for funeral service, and I did a year at the college. And the second part of the program is an internship, which I actually ended up doing in Windsor, Ontario, at a large funeral home there called Families First, which was a fantastic experience. So that when I got home after my 2 years of schooling, you know, my dad was there to teach me the details and the finer side of things. And I also was able to bring something home with me from what I had learned so that I wasn't learning everything from my dad.
So sometimes you have to go away to come back.
That's it. I've heard it more than once, and then I experienced it.
Can you give me an outline of the challenges that you see facing young people today?
Sure. I've heard the term experience inflation, and it's a time where there's a lot of people looking for jobs, and what happens is it's really hard to get a chance to prove yourself when you're young, when you don't have that experience. So a lot of people have the knowledge. They might have the perfect personality for the career they're applying for, but unless they have 2, 3, 4, 5 years of experience under their belt, their resume won't even get looked at.
I guess the next question deserves a caveat that there aren't likely a lot of youth that are starting out in your same field, but for those who are, and for those who are just starting out in a career, generically, what advice would you have?
Specifically, obviously, for funeral service, and I think the main thing is that you don't want to get into it for the wrong reason. Typically, the dropout rate is 50% every year, and then the average burnout rate is 5 years. But as far as any young person getting into something, you're going to have to give it to your all.
I'd say passionate about your field and compassionate within your field. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years?
I used to think I'd be owning a house, but we won't go there. I have a love for this town, having grown up for all my life in this town. There's a warmth you feel when you walk down the street, to be able to say hi to so many familiar faces and meet so many newcomers, which is so common these days. And I want to help them feel special in this town and feel what this town can be for them. And I just want to thank you guys again immensely. This means a lot to me, and I'm very honored that you guys would choose to speak with me. So thanks again.
Well, thank you for your story and sharing it with us.